hang your clothes in?
Closet.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard it called anything else? Clothes press?
No, I haven't ever heard that.
Okay. If you didn't have, okay, back in the old days, before they had built-in closets, they had them off to the side.
With a curtain hanging over, a draw curtain.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a special name for that?
No, I never did have one of those.
My grandma used to call it a wardrobe.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a room at the top of the house that's just under the roof.
That's the attic.
Attic, okay. Have you ever heard it called a loft or a garret?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, what do you call the room that you cook in?
Kitchen.
Okay. There's, what do you call the little room off the kitchen that you, where you can store canned goods?
Pantry.
What do you call a lot of old worthless things? You said you a few minutes ago, what would you call that room? You know, you put old stuff in that you don't use anymore.
Oh, my junk room.
Junk room.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard it called a clutch or a plunder?
Oh, yeah, plunder room.
Plunder room. Okay, when you're talking about daily housework and you say, what say a woman does what every morning? What if she's, gets going to straighten up, what would you say she's going to do?
Clean house.
Okay. When you're cleaning your kitchen, what do you sweep with? What do you call
I sweep with the vacuum cleaner because mm-hmm. I got carpet in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're going to sweep like the porch.
Broom.
Mm-hmm. Years ago on Monday mornings, women usually did their what?
Washing. Laundry.
Mm-hmm. If you had a two-story house, how would you get to the second story from the first story?
Stairs.
Now, we were talking about this a few minutes ago when you were drawing the sketch. We were drawing this, and I asked you, I was trying to draw the little thing on the outside. What would you call that?
Porch.
Okay. And you remember, you had said you'd heard it called up.
A veranda.
Veranda.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the one I'd heard, gazebo or something.
Uh-huh.
Gazebo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If the door is open and you don't want it that way, so that door's open right there and you don't want it that way, what would you tell somebody to do to that door?
Shut the door.
Is there any difference from shut the door and close the door?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what would you call the boards on the outside of the house that kind of overlap? You ever heard of a name for that?
Yes, but I can't think of it right now.
Have you ever heard of clapboards?
Oh, yeah, clapboard.
Weatherboarding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, said that you were doing some carpentry, nailing in a board somewhere, you'd say, and you said,
You're going to get me on this.
No, and say that you took the hammer and you were
nailing a nail.
Right. Okay, what would you say? I took the hammer and I
hit the nail.
Okay, if you've heard of it, call maybe they would, like today I drove the nail in.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday I
hammered the nail.
Same form.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and tomorrow I will, or I have done this many times before, I have
driven a nail.
Okay. All right. Now, on a house, every house has one of these, and it covers the top of the house. What is that? What would you call that?
Shoot.
Take your time. That's all right. Remember, you know, and it usually comes, you know, it slopes off like this.
No, I can't tell you anything except covering the house, having the roof.
There you go. Fine. What do you call the things along the edge of the house that water runs off of?